Peoria's Distillery Labs is getting the final push it needs from a $2 million Economic Development Administration CARES Act grant. Tim Shelley spoke with Distillery Labs CEO Paul Lehman, OSF Healthcare CEO Bob Searing, and Greater Peoria Economic Development Council CEO Chris Setti about how the space will serve as the lodestone for entrepreneurship and innovation across the region.
We've been busy working on all different elements of the project, not just the physical space, but the programming elements as well. So with this additional $2 million, we are able to move much more quickly to construction phase. So we are in the process with our architects and engineers to go into construction drawings. That process is started now, working through kind of the final elements. Now that we know that this is going to be able to be built with that additional $2 million EDA funds, we can finalize all the different programming elements inside the building, hopefully get through construction drawing early next year with maybe swinging some hammers by springtime is the goal. So hopefully this was the last piece just from a building development perspective, since these are capital project dollars in addition to the $10 million from the state. So not operating dollars, but dollars that have to go into construction of this building. Now that that's final, we can move into the final phases of construction here.
Yeah, but my thoughts were, you know, it really does help expand and really maybe complete the vision. You know, it was certainly the initial grant is very good and would allow us to do a lot. But we, like any project where you don't have as much money as you might like, you start to make choices. And again, what that additional funds will allow is to add back in some of the things that we feel are very beneficial, but frankly would have had to make a different decision without that grant.
And then, Chris, from your perspective, I guess there's a lot of various entrepreneurship spaces around the city of Peoria. How does this kind of expand upon what's already there?
Well, you know, entrepreneurship and innovation is really at the core of our economic development growth strategy in the region. We will always want to work with our existing, you know, business like OSF Healthcare and make sure they're, you know, growing and are successful, and always look to attract businesses, you know, to the community from outside. But it's really growing businesses from within. OSF Healthcare is a great example of what was once a pretty small business that started in, not too far from where Distillery Labs is going to be, and that grew into a very large and important business. And that's really what we want. This is a team approach to this really critical economic development initiative. And Distillery Labs, obviously, it's a facility, and it might be kind of the representative heart of the entrepreneurial ecosystem, but really it's about the programming it offers. And that programming is offered not only in the building, but it's going to be, you know, throughout the community. You know, it's just as important for Pekin and Morton as it is for Peoria as well. So it's a physical location, but I think it's really going to be an important player in our economic development landscape.
Absolutely.
That's a good comment. If I can add to that, Chris, I really think you said that very well. I think, you know, again, if we think of it as an innovation corridor, and that corridor stretches from the area around Distillery Labs. As Distillery Labs, OSF's new ministry headquarters will be across the street, and our on-call office is just down the street. Caterpillar administrative headquarters is there. Bradley University is there. University of Illinois College of Medicine at Peoria is there. And then as you head sort of eastward, you've got OSF St. Francis campus with JUMP, and then going on out to ICC and up to the Ag Lab. So you've got a lot of areas of innovation that are in this corridor, and the opportunity, really the fantastic opportunity with Distillery Labs is to what extent can it serve as the convener of different pieces of that? Not all of it. Not all innovation is going to live at Distillery Labs. Certainly, but does it serve as a great convener for a lot of those different pieces that want to come together or around a particular idea or an innovation?
What does Distillery Labs look like? What does this innovation corridor look like? And what does this mean for the greater Peoria area at large in the future?
10 years down the road, we're looking at a center that has a growing pipeline of companies from the very, very early back of the napkin phases, all the way through companies that have gone through financial raises, whether it's Series A, B, or C with a venture capital firm, maybe a few exits. And then we'll have a bunch of firms in the middle. So whether it's 5, 10, 15, 20 more natural fiber weldings, and then hundreds of entrepreneurs kind of following in that same pathway. So I've seen this in other ecosystems across the Midwest. I was in Indianapolis for about 8 years, and I think Peoria is probably about 5 to 10 years behind where Indianapolis was. And I saw this ecosystem growth through Indianapolis, and it was really pushed with a lot of entrepreneurial companies that had started in the early 2000s that exited. One was Exact Target that sold for $2 billion to Salesforce. And all of a sudden you've got 30, 40, 50 senior managers and executives at Exact Target. They're not ready to retire. They're ready to start the next company or invest in other companies. So the flywheel of the ecosystem really begins to churn about that 10-year mark. And so I'm excited to see, you know, that 5 to 10 years, this will be a completely different community from an entrepreneurship and startup perspective.
And that's the piece that I'll build on. And Paul, you talked very well about Distillery Labs itself and then began to branch out to the community. And I'd certainly like to talk about the community because, again, it's building that ecosystem throughout. It's really changing in some ways the culture. You think about Peoria, and it did start distillery. You know, that was part of the heritage here in the early years. Was the distillery, the manufacturing of various types of spirits, and then distributing that, and then moved very much into manufacturing, Caterpillar and others, but by and large driven by Caterpillar. And now we've seen another change over the past years to healthcare, and not just OSF. Yeah, obviously, you know, we're here and we're one of the large players, but we're not the only player. And so healthcare, the healthcare ecosystem is quite strong in Peoria, and that is helping to sort of remake or reimagine the city. 5 to 10 years, I'd like to see the city reimagined again. Not that I'd like to see healthcare be de-emphasized. I think it can actually benefit greatly. But I would think, you know, downtown, that sort of corridor, the distillery labs maybe at the heart of it, but really tentacles going throughout. That really has created that ecosystem that has changed the nature and having folks, as Paul said, I've got to be in Peoria for X, Y, or Z reasons.
I think that this, the Distillery Labs and the ecosystem that it'll be kind of a part of can be a powerful attraction tool for both, you know, individuals, even people who aren't entrepreneurs themselves. Places that have the kind of vibe that we are very hopeful that this will help kind of create are the types of places that people want to come. And we think that it can be an attraction for companies as well, right? That because they'll recognize the talent pool that's here, they'll recognize the supportive environment. And I think it can, you know, as companies that are, you know, in other parts of the country that are looking to scale up their business and understand their business, but they're afraid of going to, a Chicago or a Boston or a San Jose because they're just too expensive, we'll find a place here in Peoria and say, you know, that's the kind of supportive ecosystem that has all the tools and resources I need, but in a low cost environment. And I think it's another potential win for the community for sure.
That's Tim Shelley speaking with Distillery Lab CEO Paul Lehman, OSF Healthcare CEO Bob Searing, and Greater Peoria Economic Development Council CEO Chris Setti about Distillery Labs.